Hallelujah. Ebuka, your God will be my God. Ebuka, Chukwu Ebuka. In fact, maybe I will change my name now to Chukwu Ebuka Lu. Amen. There are many of us, we have no testimony of the reality of God. Hallelujah. Watch something this young man did. The prophet, was it the prophet that told you to change your offering? Give me a microphone.
No, yes? Sir.
Who told you to change your offering?
The thing came within me, inside, that I should change my offering.
Why should you change your offering?
First of all, naturally I have the gift of giving. So
they never give me anything.
But I've given your son.
Everybody will answer for himself. So
when out of that, I know it just came to me as an inspiration that let me change.
You know what? When he was giving that testimony, something just got me very excited. There are, especially this ministry. You have not known that God is not a God of action. He's a God of what? It's a reaction. For instance, if you don't pray, you have problem. If you don't pray for God to take it away, you're going to look him. You're going to look you. You have to do something to move him. People don't know. That's why in the Bible you hear people, they will go quickly and make vow. In desperation. Every time somebody was desperate in the Bible, you will make a vow. When you make a vow, God will look. If I don't, you will do it, Abby. Then he warn you. If you make a vow, he said the Lord will demand it. Because he will do his own. If he doesn't do it, then no problem. Somebody called me somewhere, maybe from somewhere quite bomb or so, during the day. He said he made a vow that if his father was sick, but if the father, if God healed the father didn't die, that he made a vow he would do something. He said, and the papa died. He said, should he still pay the vow? I said, you are clear. Don't give shishi. Don't give anything because God didn't do it. The contract is not complete. Praise God. But if he had done it and you delay it, he will demand it. He will demand it. Now people will stand here and give testimony. Somebody cannot learn. Let me also do like him. Because we are supposed, that's the essence of testimony. Testimonies are given to wake up somebody. To increase somebody's faith. When you are thinking that God has forgotten you through somebody's testimony, you say, and he never even start with me. That is the essence of testimony. That's why we have stories in the Bible for us to learn something in this Christian journey. But many of us sit down and nothing changed. Throughout last year, you have nothing you have done that you can challenge God as a reason for him to prosper you this year. This year, you don't enter again. That is empty. I told you people something in this ministry. I said, is God not capable of bringing one man to build this place? I have said it several times until I am vexed with God sometimes. I said, it's making me look like a beggar. Praise God. Making me look like a beggar. And you all know, if you don't know, you know it now. I'm not a materialistic person. This church here adds no glory to me, whether it is built or not. As you they see me so, praise the Lord. I was telling the minister, I said, man, we just stop rain from entering this building. Might be my own. They say, you know, we go feel. I said, feel waiting. Clean this place, spoke with the worship God. Let's stop disturbing people every time. Bring money, bring money, bring money. Let's just get this place comfortable enough that if rain they fall, you're not going to enter inside. I'm satisfied. If you know where they come from, if you know where they come from, our culture, now for mat with the sedan, chop. Now Igbo people, they look for dining table. Then they want marble table. Where they come from, now mat, you go sit down, come out your shoe, fold hand, chop with hand, and shake hand, and go. And I don't believe that church is building. Church is the individual. Praise the Lord. Listen, church, I am saying this for you to know. We keep saying it. The people come here, opportunity for them to be blessed. Do you know that the Bible, for instance, says, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God? Do you know that when you pray, you want God to bless you? Do you know he will bring one poor person near you and demand help, assistance from you? And you can see all over poverty. You are thinking that it is that poor person you are helping. But the Bible says when you do that, you have lended to God and God will pay you back. And when God wants to pay you back, oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. When the Bible says, if you give a minister a cup of water, because he's a minister, he said you will receive the minister's reward. Do you know what the minister's reward is? What he said is that that minister's God will be your God. People don't know when we start to teach them because this, all these hungry people that carry Bible say they are ministers. They have spoiled the ministry. When genuine ones are talking, they think that we are part of them. Listen, church. If God is capable, when God wants to bless you, people don't know. When somebody came to me this evening for prayer, and brother, then you brought him. He's a prophet. He did pray for him. He said, God told him in Benin that I should take the person to Pastor Moses. So he traveled to bring him to me. And the person was explaining to me. See, it's not everything that is prayer. Wisdom is also a gift of God. And when the man, they talk all the trouble he went through, I just smiled. And I was looking at him, I said, see how God wants to turn somebody to a millionaire, he doesn't know it. See how somebody, God wants to turn him to a multi-millionaire. And when he was expecting that I would stand up and begin to speak in tongues and bind and loose and challenge my calling and fall down and stand up, I did not say in Jesus' name till he left the. Now he's going to buy his ticket to go and collect his money. Praise the Lord. Listen. When God wants to bless you, when the Bible says all things work together for good, you don't know it. Somebody tried to cheat him. And went and then, forged documents and all his money that he had in life, that he imported something with. They went and duped him and cleared it from the company. And he's coming for prayer. No prayer, nothing. The company is a Canadian company. Not America, they are US and America. America and Canada. They sabi human rights law like anything. I told him, I said, you have become a millionaire. Just carry a lawyer and go and sue them. Sue that company. Then go beg you with $2 million. Then go beg you with $2 million. $2 million, then go beg, so that you don't go court. I say you go refuse. Hallelujah. Because your time has come. And let me tell you, he will come here and testify. Watch it. Hallelujah. Canadian government, after they pronounce that company should pay him money, they will come to him. Bring all your generations, we shall give them Canadian passport. So that he will spend the money in Canada. Because the money will be much. Listen, somebody here, God is already working for you, but you don't know it. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When God wants to remold your life, the first thing he will do is he will break you down and scatter you. Scatter you. He will scatter you, scatter you. You dare there, they cry. Then he will now begin to remold you. Begin to rearrange you. Oh, somebody here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know how this church was. Amen. They demolished this church. And the way it was going, I was sharing it with some people. The way we were going concerning this land for the next 20 years, we will forever occupy this place. Oh, that is the truth. Because the way it went, the government will not allow us, give us building plan, because we don't have certificate of occupancy. We are going to court, and court process can take another 20 years. And the government said, the structure we put there is illegal, say, we will not take permits. And they cannot give you permit without CFO. They brought caterpillar and scatter it. Our enemies sponsor it. I know the person who sponsor and our neighbor. Anybody who get wicked neighbor, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When it was time for God to give us this land, he was the one that allowed them to come and break and scatter this place. While you were crying, you didn't know that if it didn't happen like that, come now. That is the soldier. That is the. Can't you people see me talking like a lawyer? Can't you people see me? I'm always talking like a lawyer. Now this man, they teach me law. This is our barrister. He will soon be a senior advocate of Nigeria. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now this man fight. Oh, he fight. Oh, he go law. Oh, he tie them here. He tie them here. He tie them. Now that time I take begin be his student for law. Hallelujah. He said, don't worry. We'll do this case until all of them for government go come out. When they come out, finish. Because he will tie this one. Tie it here. Tie it here. God, then prayer warriors, we are fighting in the spirit. From everywhere. Everybody was fasting and praying. They say we must never stay here. Hallelujah. Unknown to us, the hand of God is there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make I tell them now. Make I stop or make I. Praise the Lord. Nobody, you can't tell me today. That our certificate of occupancy has been signed.
This kind God, oh, I'll never see a disciple.
Wait, we go dance the day we dedicate this place. Hallelujah. The day we dedicate this place. We didn't even know. Since November 5th, they published on for newspaper that we should come and collect our certificate. In that newspaper, we didn't know. Until somebody called Mommy Pemu. He said they don't release the certificate since November. He said, Now you lawyer run, go. Bring the newspaper today. We see her. It's there. They say, we can't collect our. In fact, glory be to God. Somebody, listen here. Listen, listen. I'm using it as an example for somebody never to lose faith. Any situation, all things work together for.
He cares for me, for you.
He cares for me.
He cares for me.
Oh,
through sunshine or sorrow, He cares for me. Hallelujah.
He cares for me.
He cares for me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now you're there in church tonight too. Amen. Now God, well bless you, must bless me here today. Hallelujah. He that put a smile in your mouth, he will put a smile in my mouth. Now, I don't know about you. Yeah, I don't know about you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he that settled Brother Assembly case will settle somebody's case today. Hallelujah. I told my very good friend, my very good neighbor, Pastor Lazarus Mocker is my very good brother here. We are all choosing. Many are called. So we are all choosing. I told him that God has ordained that we shall be neighbors forever. Hallelujah. We are unstoppable. We are unmovable. Praise the Lord. See, now we have been given in the certificate of occupancy, like all certificate of occupancies, they will give you for 99 years. They will say you occupy the land for 99 years. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I was using as an example. He that did not demolish it, we shall not have this type of structure now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes when the enemy, when God wants to bless you, he will cause the enemy to bring such frustration that will make you change your location. So that your new location, you will jam your blessings. Joseph was in a location of imprisonment. False accusation changed his location. And the location may be a very bad one. Hallelujah. He takes a beggar. Sing it with me. Sing it with me. Move me to my location of location. You understand my English? Because you must be located. Your blessings must locate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, move me to where I will be located. Where my blessings will locate me. Where my husband will locate me. Where my wife will locate me. Where I will locate my source of blessing, Lord Jesus Christ, shall we go? Move me to my location of blessing, Lord. Pray, somebody. God will confirm what I'm telling you now. Move me to my location. In Jesus' name we pray. See, anytime I come to lead prayers like this, any prayer point where I give you, testimony must follow. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to take that prayer point again. We are going to take... Thank you, Father. We are going to take that prayer point again. Somebody here, your time has come. I see there's going to be a shaking, water in a bottle, and it's like dirty settle under, and then a hand was shaking it, and then, all the dirty way there under came up. Or shaking it like this, shake it. There's going to be a shaking, somebody in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God's time comes, amen, He can move you from a duplex to one room. You see how frustrating it is. Very painful. You will scatter your things all because that one room cannot contain. Then you'll be wondering, upon all the prayer I've been praying, upon all the fasting I've been fasting, see, unknown to you, God cannot beautify you until He scatters you. Hey! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then from that one room, Joseph on was in, I'm sure it's not even up to one room. It was a cell to the state house, prime minister. That story is for somebody to have faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You didn't know that your brother, when they feed you, anytime you need money, you go ask him. Anything you ask, I go give you. Anytime you ask, I go give you. This say He love you. Honor to you. Now your glory they use. When it is time for God to deliver you, He will cause the man to drive you, say He will not take care of you again. Then you are there crying. Honor to you. Now your deliverance, God will give you. Because as long as you remain under him, you remain a beggar. You remain a beggar. You tell you, don't worry, if you need a house, I'll pay house rent for you. You need a wife, I'll marry for you. Everything you do, now manage, you must beg. You must beg. I break the curse of begging in your life in the name of Jesus. You will call upon, oh God that answers prayers. Oh God that answers prayer. 3 times, then you will shout the name of that God. His name is Jesus. Lord, move me to my location of blessing. Move me to my location of blessing. I have remained where I am for so long. No blessing. No job. One young man from Onitsha say he had brother Cosmas mentioned. He said, change your status quo. He said he finished, he graduated. And he was somewhere in Aba also. He said there are no job for how many years? He said he had brother Cosmos speaking here one day. He was watching on the television. He said he decided not to. He decided to just move to Kano. He said, let him change his environment. I have been in this environment for so long. I have not moved forward. Let me change my location. He went. He said, when he reached Kano, he just met a friend. See what is happening. He said, there is somebody that is looking for somebody to employ. Can you go for an interview? He called me. He told me this by himself. That is how he went in a pharmaceutical company. He said he didn't read anything about pharmacy or anything, drugs or anything. Say a big pharmaceutical company in Kano. They interviewed him and they said, I think you are the one we want. Somebody that has no experience in marketing. He has no experience in pharmaceutical. He said, they appointed him general manager of the company. Lord, move me to my location of blessing. Oh God, I answered prayer. 3 times shall we go. Say very loud. Call upon his name. Lord Jesus Christ. Move me to my location of blessing, Lord.
Able to do.
Move me, Holy Ghost, move me.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Don't give up on God, 'cause he will give up on you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Look, tap your neighbor and say, brother, sister, my case is different. Tell another person. See, you are announcing it to somebody. Tell another person. Hallelujah. Sit down again, one moment. If you know Sabi, pray. If you come, brother, send me, you go Sabi. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Listen. I was telling you how God works by principle. I said, just change certain attitudes. Like he changed. His own was offering. Your own may not be offering. You may be given enough offering. Your own may be a certain habit. Maybe you don't pray. Maybe you don't fast. Add fasting to your prayers. Just change something you regularly do. So that there can also be a change of your testimony. Praise the Lord. You've been doing it in a certain way, so not using anything. You've been in a certain situation, certain environment, for a certain period, and what you're looking for, you didn't get it. It's only normal. You change environment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are with one boy when he book you down. For so long. Oh yeah, move forward now. You know, agree, move forward. Move forward, not move forward. After today, give him ultimatum. Brother, you hear the pastor talk, say, make we change. Maybe me and you, the thing can't work. If by the end of this month, you not carry Mbaku, what do you call it? Mbaku. Mbaku. If you not go do Mbaku, I will go make another brother go do Mbaku. It's time to change. Give an ultimatum. Say it a minute. I did not say, sister, we are still believing God. After 3 years, we are still believing God. You know that's how they old? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.